Blog Talk Radio.
We are so fearful about stepping out. We're so fearful about, it could be anything.
anything, a new job. It could be a new location. It could be crossing the street. It could be, you know, buying a new car. And this could be just sitting back and telling my supervisor or my boss, I think I deserve a raise. Whatever your fears are stepping out on today, hallelujah for those who are afraid of saying, hey, evaluate me. Give me a promotion. I need a new job, a new position. So we just bless God for this series over the years. So I just wanted to say to Chaplain Millicent, and she can introduce herself in her whole name, and you know, what are some of the fears that she can encourage our listeners on today? Some of the fears of growing, the fears of growing. Amen.
Amen. Amen, everyone. I am so delighted to be here. And as Reverend Wanda said, my name is Reverend Millicent Allen West, and I am a board-certified chaplain. I've been at Children's Hospital for 12 years, and before this, I was a hospice chaplain for 5.5 years. I'm also going to say something that she said. So I met her through Miss Allen, like she said, sometimes I'm sharing this because sometimes God is doing something much bigger than we realize.
Yeah.
I fell in love with Michael, his voice, his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I watched American Idol religiously because I love Michael. Everything about him. And he said when he got to the, I guess it was a Mother's Day something.
Yes.
And
uh-huh.
He sang that song, Shattered But Not Broken.
Yes.
God has blessed me exceedingly. exceedingly abundantly above all I could imagine, even in the midst of fear. So even in the midst of the fear, the day Reverend Wanda reached out to me about speech with you all, but she don't know this, but that had to be ordained by God, because what she doesn't know is earlier that day, I had made the decision to do something I had been afraid of doing for the past 6 years. So when she called me and I was driving home, and she told me that, and I know that I had just made the decision to do a few hours before, I'm like, God, look at me. Sometimes I think God is up there saying, well, God is with us. He's not up there. He's everywhere. So watch me work. Not watch what you can do. Watch me work.
Yes.
God has moved in my life regarding my fears and by eventually stirring up a spirit in me that compels me to act. Compels me to act, like fire shut up in my bones. Where not acting is no longer an option.
Okay,
so
I know that's right.
Regarding my fears, he has compelled me to act to a point where not acting is no longer an option.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, because he do push you.
God does not need us to ask.
Yes.
God does not need us to ask in order for him to ask on our behalf.
Yeah.
So it is a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
It is a win-win.
Yes. Absolutely. Go. because when she needed something from the Lord, and I know she could feel that stirring up on the inside of her, even though it was a no for the majority of the period when she wanted a child, but because she believed, because she did something that was so untraditional, and she said, hey, I know I'm supposed to be here giving sacrifices. After I give my sacrifices to the Lord, and after you present gifts to all of us to give sacrifices, I know I got to go back to the temple because I need to take care of my father's business. Her father's business was what he put on the inside of her, the burning desire to push forth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I am so grateful as a woman, you know, and to be not afraid to step out. And yet, it's some things in me. I'm like, God, you want me to do that? What? How do I do that? How do I get to the point where a place where I can overcome my fears, overstep my fears? How do I come out of that place? Like when you said about preaching, well, my book was written in 15 years before I even put it out. But God had to, you know, ignite that fire in me and say, hey, you need to get this done. And I heard him clear as day. While your son in singing school, while your daughter in dance school, you could be sitting in the lobby getting your book together. I heard him. Get it done. My pastor, Joshua Gooden, always say, just do it. Just do it. It's just that simple. But I bless God because in the midst of that, like he said, he will push you to that point. He will push you. So, yeah, even if you don't take no steps, he will push you out there. And before you know it, you're out there and you're doing it. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Did you want to add something, Chaplain? I know. I didn't. Sorry, took the whole time. I didn't broke out with a sweat. I'm like, Lord, you didn't touch on some stuff. I just know what it is to be so fearful and like, God, I know God is not giving a spirit, but for our love and our mind, but Father, if you with me. And that's what I always say, if you're with me, God, then I can do it. But, Lord, I'll be trembling. Folks don't know. When my pastor would say, hey, I want you to read the scripture for today, my stomach used to say, I used to go through all the notes. Read the scripture. People don't know, oh, my God, you're so bold. What? You don't see me when I'm like, God, why did I say yes that I'll speak? Why did I say yes that I'll do? Why did I say yes that I'll write this book? Whew, child, but. I know. I didn't work myself up with a sweat. Today, this time has gone by so fast. Oh my gosh, but today, just visiting with me and coming on. Love you so much. I know from afar. Oh, my God. So I bless God for you. I'll see you all on next Tuesday. And if you want to email and talk to Chaplain Millicent, you can always email hopevictoriesthenumber2@gmail.com. hopevictoriesthenumber2@gmail.com, and I'll give you our information. Thank you so much for being willing to even talk to our listeners. I just bless God for just everyone on here and just overcoming your fears and stepping out on those things and trusting God. Because like she said, out of all of that, she trusted God. And even when she didn't step out, he thrust her to step out. Amen. So, he will prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. You will be able to step out. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, God. Lord, I pray for Chaplain Millicent's family, God. I thank you for her tenacity. I thank you for her zeal. I thank you for her obedience, God. I thank you for her transparency. Continue to be with her and her family, her lovely daughter. God, I bless. I pray that for everyone that's on this call, God. Continue to stir up the gifts in them, God. Continue to replenish them. We do thank you, God, and we pray for Miss Bootsy and her family, for her loss, God. We love you. We love you. We thank you so much for Jesus who died on the cross for our sins that we may have everlasting life. You say in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a good day. And also I wanted to say I have two people who actually last week I was, the week before, was on the phone with, on the call with Elder Pamela Sills. And I said the first two people who emailed me get some Hope Victorious and also from Rayos, and that was Evangelist Catherine Reynolds. It was also Reverend Lori Conway, amen. Sister Lori Conway, Reverend Lori Conway. Both of them wanted some gifts so to be sent out to you, also to Melissa Green. Okay, God bless you all, and I see you all next week. Bye. See you, Chaplain. Bye. Oh, wait, stay there. Let me get our picture.
Me.
Yeah, I'm gonna get our picture. I know this is like. God bless you, Foster. Okay, I'm trying to. Okay.